How are you today, sir? I'm Herb Tarlick, General Sales Manager of WKRP AM Radio. Yeah, I'm calling to inquire about the Morrison Tire Company advertising account. Yes, sir. Have you ever considered advertising on our radio station? Would you ever consider advertising on our radio station? Okay, fine. Oh, that's it. I'm bushed. Want to go to the movies, Les?
I'm busy, Herb.
Hey, there's a new show at the Paris Theater, Kick Me, Kiss Me, and it's in 3D.
I'd rather not, thank you very much.
Suit yourself, Mr. Boring, but this is one guy who's not going to throw his life away.
Herb, why don't you just do your job?
What?
You heard me.
Look, Bailey, I just did. I asked Mr. Morrison if I could sell him something. He said no, that's it.
Then why don't you just call somebody else?
Bailey, it's not that easy, believe me.
If you could get some new accounts, then we could all get raises. And Les could buy the traffic helicopter he always wanted.
Make a call, Herb.
I'll call tomorrow. Kick Me, Kiss Me starts in 15 minutes, and I'm...
Make a call.
Look, if you miss the beginning of these shows, I won't know what's going on.
Make a call, Herb, now.
Thanks. Hello, Herb Tarlick here, General Sales Manager. Mr. Ferryman. Yes, sir. How are you, sir? Yeah, well, thanks for returning my call. Lunch? Sure, say, 12 o'clock? Sure, you bet, sir. No, sir. Certainly, sir. Sir? Oh, yes, sir. Right. See you, sir.
Who was that?
Who was that? That was Mr. Randall Ferryman, owner of one of the largest funeral home chains in the country.
Does he have a big advertising account?
The biggest. And he's on his way to Cincinnati to bury us all.
Ooh. Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, from town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Herb, why would a chain of funeral homes want to advertise on a rock and roll station?
I don't know. I don't care. Just be calm and pretend we don't need the business, okay? Commission City, open your pearly gates to Herb Tarlick and say...
There's a dead man in the lobby.
That's Ferryman.
I don't think I like the sound of this.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a funeral home account, Travis.
Mr. Carlson? Meet Mr. Ferryman. Mr. Ferryman, this is Mr. Carlson, our Chief Operating Officer and President of WKRP Enterprises. Oh, and this is Andy Travis, Vice President in charge of programming.
Gentlemen, what's happening?
Have a seat, sir. Sit down, right here. Just make yourself at home.
Can I get you a cigar?
That would be nice.
Cigar.
I don't have any cigars.
Travis? Excuse me, sir. Cigars!
Gentlemen, I'll come straight to the point.
Do it.
I have just opened a chain of 6 funeral homes in Cincinnati. I want to advertise.
On a rock and roll station.
Yes. That's how I did it in California. You see... I'm a volume dealer. I've got to move them in and move them out. Unfortunately, people aren't dying fast enough nowadays. It's a problem. So, nowadays, I'm mostly selling pre-need to young people. Most of your listeners are young.
Most of them.
And buying a cemetery plot would be the last thing on their minds.
Well, I'd say it'd be pretty far down the list, yeah.
So why not buy ahead of time? Wouldn't that save them a great deal of money? Wouldn't that be a nice hedge against inflation? Gentlemen.
Sure would.
My brochure. It explains everything.
It's heavy.
In my business, people want heavy.
Over 6,000 satisfied customers? That's your slogan?
Yes. But I need something new. You gentlemen, come up with something.
No problem. I think we can come up with something here. How about this? Music comes up. Hoorah, hoorah. Hoorah, hoorah.
I don't want that. I want something light and bouncy.
Okay, how about hoorah, hoorah.
That's better.
Mr. Berryman, I think, sir, you'd be wise to take your business elsewhere.
Yeah, I must say that I agree with that.
30 commercials a day at $20 a commercial. That's $600 a day.
May we think that over and get back to you on that one?
Of course. Take your time.
Listen to this. Berryman's Fine Funerals, pioneers in follow-through. From pre-need counseling by our professionally trained grief guides. Berryman was first with drive-in graveside services. All electric eternal flame. And mourners as you need them. This is deeply weird, man.
It is also the biggest advertising client we've ever had. We are all going to get rich.
Is that right, Andy?
It's a big contract.
How big?
Saturation buy, 30 spots a day, every single day.
Hey, man, how is that going to sound? We'll be right back to the music after these important words about death.
Wait a minute. Now, this guy wants a rock and roll jingle, and by golly, we're going to give him one. Or I guess I should say you are.
I am.
You used to have a band, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, look, let me ask you this. Can we do a cheapo commercial? I mean, hire professional musicians, but maybe sing the jingle ourselves.
Can anybody around here sing?
Any jerk can sing. Now, listen. These are the copy points that you got to work into the jingle, okay? Now, A, all-weather floral arrangements.
What does that mean?
That's plastic flower.
B, maintenance-free artificial turf.
Plastic grass.
C, they accept all major credit cards.
That'd be your plastic money.
Plus, 6 convenient locations, open weekends, all-night hotline, group discount rates, and free parking.
How am I going to get all this stuff into one song?
Oh, come on now, Venus. Just write a catchy little tune, make it light, make it exciting.
Well, okay.
Okay, good. I'll call around, try to book a studio. Herb, you can maybe...
audition the singers.
Good idea. Okay, come on, everybody. Let's hop to it.
John. Sing something for me.
So long for a while.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Can either of you sing?
I sang in the chorus in school.
Sang something.
Oh, no, I couldn't sing in public.
Sing a song. Yeah,
sing out loud. Sing out strong. Sing a good
Herb.
All right. Amazing grace.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Out of sight! Bailey Quarters. Okay, Jennifer, you're next.
What would I sing?
Anything. Happy birthday.
Ah, there you go. Happy birthday. Come on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Herbie. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Get Jennifer on that list quickly.
Yeah.
Tell me the most important point. Are you going to be able to stay away?
The most important point is that I'd be able to stay away.
Yeah.
Right in. All right, Mr. Ferryman, this is where we put it all together.
Mr. Ferryman, how are you, sir?
Ready to cook. Where are the pickers?
Well, now, sir, the musicians already laid down all their tracks, but our professional singers are rehearsed and raring to go.
What professional singers?
These professional singers?
Good, great.
Mr. Ferryman, this is our professional announcer, and he'll be reading the professional sales copy. John, say hello.
Sir, we have to go, so why don't you step in the booth here? You can hear better in here.
Remember, keep it young, keep it hip.
Yep. You ready?
You bet. Okay, Charlie?
Everybody settle down.
Okay. You ready, Johnny? Roll tape.
Tape's rolling.
Ferryman Funerals, take one.
Ferryman Memorial Park offers you and your loved ones complete funeral services at a reasonable price.
Hey, you're young and swinging. No time to think about tomorrow. But there ain't no way to deny it. Someday you're gonna buy it.
Six convenient locations, plus four group rates and free parking. It's all yours at Ferryman Funeral.
Get you out of my mind.
That was the Coasters in a classic vein with Young Blood. We'll be pumping it right on through to Heart of Glass from Blondie in just a moment. But first, dig these very important words.
Ferryman Memorial Park offers you and your loved ones complete funeral services at a reasonable price.
Hey, you're young and swinging. No time to think about tomorrow.
Where are those razors, Andy?
No, I don't know about that now, man.
Come on. You know, I think I'm gonna get my dog out of the pound and maybe buy a set of drapes.
You were wonderful.
I know her.
Awesome. Sir, did you hear it?
Yeah, I sure did.
Good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm amazed that you can all, you know, sing so well together. You should be commended for the fine job that you did. Can I see you for a second, Andy?
What's your thing?
They have gone to talk about raises.
Something's wrong. But is Fairman upset?
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good word for it. He's very upset.
Well, why? What does he want?
Sit down, Andy. You know, I've told you I wanted this radio station to make money. Of course, I've been on your back about that practically all the time.
Well, why is he upset?
You know, this Fairman account is the biggest thing that's come into this station in years. I've dreamed. I mean that. I've literally dreamed, waiting for somebody with that much cash to come to us.
Look, don't worry. If Fairman's upset, we're going to straighten this whole thing out.
Andy, listen. I want you to know I really like the song. I think the job that everybody did on that thing was marvelous. But, well, frankly, where I come from, that commercial's in bad taste.
What?
Yeah. You mean a funeral parlor talking about volume business? Group rates? Credit cards? One day you're going to buy it? we got to take a stance, you know. Don't we? I mean, regardless of the amount of money involved. Huh? Look, I want to be a winner as much as the next guy. I'd like to have the people in radio in this town respect us for what we do. What I'd really like to do is be able to buy my wife a fur coat and maybe take her on one of those special, you know, little vacations. Yeah, but I don't.
Charles, you resigned the account, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Carlson.
Good morning, Mr. Carlson.
Good morning.
I'd like to show you something. This is a check for the first month in advance. $18,000. Now, let me see you resign the account.
We respectfully resign, Mr. Ferryman. Can I hold that thing for a minute? It's heavy.
Mr. Ferryman, how's it going?
Oh, hello, Hal.
Herb, let's have lunch.
Your Mr. Carlson has just resigned my account.
What?
That's right. Be here, Mr. Ferryman.
Wait a minute. 18,000. Now, look, we're going to cash this, and I'm going to have it stuffed and placed over my mantle. Look, Mr. Ferryman, don't listen to him. We need your business so terribly. Don't forget lunch.
Will you stop it?
No, I won't stop it.
Then you're fired.
I just made the biggest sale of my life. If you fire me, I'll blow up this whole building and everybody in it. Except you, Mr. Freeman. God love you.
Sit around here, please. Take a check. Take it. We wish you the very best, but, sir, we're out.
Thanks, Andy.
Well, if that's the way it is, just give me my jingle and I'll be on my merry way.
Oh, no. Hey, you didn't pay for that jingle. It's not yours, it's ours, and we're going to burn it.
I'll sue.
Oh, fine. The way the courts are working today, we'll probably be customers of yours before it gets to trial.
My lawyer will contact your lawyer.
Sir, we can't afford a lawyer, so why don't you have your lawyer contact Herb?
We'll have lunch.
Sir, I've been curious about one thing. There's a lot of rock and roll stations in Cincinnati. Why'd you pick ours?
I checked around. I figured this station was just bad enough off to take my business.
Thanks.
Now I'll have to find a station with even lower ratings than yours.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Men, there goes the biggest chunk of business that ever walked into WKRP.
I like your style.
Oh, Herb?
You're a gutsy guy, too.
Thanks. Well, big guy, am I fired?
No, I don't think we could get along without you.
Thanks. I want to get one thing straight. We had the account, and I was fired. And then we lost it, and I was rehired.
That's right.
Okay, fine. All right. Just want to get straight how things are run around here.
Let's go to lunch pretty soon.
You mean it?
Yeah.
Big guy.
Yeah, no kissing.
Hey, I did it. I finally landed the Morrison Tire Company account.
How'd you do that?
I'm a salesman. Willie Lowen has nothing on me. Hey, you're young and swinging. No time to think about tomorrow. But there ain't no use in denying that. One day you're gonna have a flat. It's a brand new day for a Morrison. Tomorrow. Morrison, he's the man with the jacket, the man with the plan.
Morrison, Morrison,
he's a tire-making man who loves you a lot.